We bow our heads and join our hearts and voices in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we enter this Lenten season of repentance and renewed devotion, we pray that you would remember us according to your steadfast love and goodness in Christ, and instruct and lead us by your Spirit in your ways, so that we may repent and believe the gospel. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father of lights, from whom every good and perfect gift comes down to us from above, keep us from being enticed by our own desires to misuse your gifts in sin, and help us to use them rightly in service to you and our neighbor. Bless all our leaders, that they may be governed wisely and justly for the good of this present generation and all those to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Most High God, our refuge in every trouble, you have promised to hear when we call to you. We pray that you would command your angels to guard our brothers and sisters. Lord, especially two individuals in which their lives are hanging in the balance. Lord, they're not so much hanging in the balance. We are commending them into your care and into your mighty hands. We pray for Chuck Lane and the Lane family for comfort and strength for their journey and time ahead. And also for Don Malcolm and his wife Peggy and Don's family as they spend time in these final days. Lord, we also remember those that are sick and requesting our prayers this week. Kai, Haley, Dylan, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Tom and Donna, Barry and Betty, Chris and her family, Jonathan, Melody and Brad, Bob, Janine, Steve, the Motlock family, Kathy, Craig, Kathy, Addie, Jerry and Joyce, Tim, Ann, Carla, Steve, Rob, Audrey, Crew, Dale, Mark, and Lord, especially for the Farrell family, mourning the loss now of Dottie's son, Doug. Lord, we pray that you would be a presence in their lives and uplift their hearts in these times of mourning and give them safe travel in preparation for Dottie and Doug's memorial service soon. We pray for all those who suffer also in our midst that are unnamed today. Keep them from every evil that can befall the body, mind, and soul. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, the time is fulfilled, and your kingdom is at hand as your beloved Son comes to us here at the altar. By your Spirit, grant that we may receive him in repentance and believe the gospel proclaimed to us in his body given and shed, and his blood shed. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.